a packed house at Whittemore Prescott as we get ready tonight for our starting lineup. Starting for Hale, wearing the number 12 tonight, is Sam Patton. Also starting tonight, number 13, Brady McCady. Number 22 will get a start tonight, Preston Bassey.
Number 23,
also 23, Eddie Levere. And number 24, Jeff Wan. So the Eagles will send out two of their seniors are on the starting lineup. And now for the home Prescott Cardinals, starting tonight, Brady Oliver gets the start. He's a senior. William LaFranca gets the start as well. He's a 10th grader getting a start. Good young basketball player here. Number 5, Logan Aiello gets the start tonight. He's a junior, 6'1" tall. Ashton Hunt, another senior, gets the start for the Cardinals tonight. And last but not least, number 21, Dylan Cockrell. That's the way the Cardinals will roll. Brady Oliver, William LaFranca, Logan Aiello, Dylan Donahue. I'm sorry, Ashton Hunt and Dylan Cockrell. That's the way the Cardinals will start up against the Eagles today. Eagles sending out Sam Patton, Brady McCady, Preston Bassey, Eddie Levere, and Jeff Wan up against them. Three official format tonight. 8 minutes on the clock, and we're getting ready to roll here in Whittemore. Glad you joined us. Come on down if you got time. Still a little bit of room in this building. Tips up in the air, and Hale wins it, but tracked down quickly by Ashton Hunt. And the Cardinals will start off with the ball. Oliver up top. Oliver passes it back outside to Aiello. Back to Oliver. Three-pointer from the top won't go off the rim. And ripped down for a rebound by number 24, Jeff Guan. Back the other way. Guan and Levere. Levere will shoot it from up top for three. Misses everything and goes straight out of bounds. So we've had two three-point attempts so far here. And neither end has connected. Cardinals bring it over to light pressure in the backcourt. Work it around the corner over to LaFranca. LaFranca throws it away underneath, and that's a turnover for the Cardinals that was unforced. Hale will bring it in. They face a trap right now, full court trap. They dribble through it, get all the way down to the other end. Eddie Levere gets it inside, battles for it, takes a shot. No foul called inside. As Levere dumped that ball off to his partner, Preston Bassey, and it goes out of bounds, but Hale will maintain possession under the Whittemore hoop. Coming close to the 5 seconds. Attempted pass in. Turned over and knocked back out of bounds by Brady Oliver. And Hale will try again from underneath. With the ball underneath, McCady gets it in. Side door to Sam Patton. Patton takes it back up top and listens for some instructions from the coach. Drives the lane, gets inside, left-hander up off the glass. Won't go, but fouled in the process. And Sam Patton will go to the line tonight for the Eagles and get a chance to put the first points on this board. We're scoreless here, 7:03 left in our first quarter. Sam Patton at the line. Knocks the first one down, and we're underway with the scoring. As Patton makes it 1-0 Eagles as they're on the road tonight, trying to continue Whittemore's losing streak and move it to 7. He hits the second one, and the Cardinals will bring it into about half-court pressure from the Eagles. They get it over. A little bit of a loose ball. Brady Oliver turns it over again, and that's the second unforced Whittemore turnover in a row. Back the other way, Jeff Guan, and he turns it over to Brady Oliver and then takes a bad foul on the reach. So number 24, Jeff Guan, will pick up his first foul. Just a floor foul and a floor violation. And Whittemore will keep the ball and they'll inbound from midcourt. Aiello gets it in to Brady Oliver. Oliver over to timeline. Gets it down to Hunt. Back to Oliver, right at the center court line, almost an over and back. Works it down to Aiello. Aiello gets it down to Cockrell. Cockrell back to Aiello in the paint, makes a move. Goes for the rim, off the back glass, won't go. Rebound, Cockrell with a rebound. He throws that up, and that won't go. And two shots in a row, finally hauled down by Hale. That's Preston Bassey on the rebound. Traveling call made on Jeff Guan of Hale, and they'll turn it over. 6:13 left, low scoring first quarter here. Eagles up top, 2-0. Cardinals bring the ball over to timeline. Brady Oliver getting pressure, double teamed up near the top. Dribbles out of it, gets into the baseline, kicks it outside, three-pointer, good. You can count that as Ashton Hunt bangs one from the baseline to make it 3-2 Whittemore. They'll keep the pressure on, full court pressure, and there's a foul called there. They're going to call it a push, and it's on number one, Brady Oliver. So Oliver picks up his first foul, team second, and Hale inbounds, but we got our first substitution coming in as Mark Howie comes in to replace Brady Oliver. 5:50 left. Cardinals up top, 3-2 on that lone three-pointer from down in the corner. And Hale gets the ball in over to timeline. Jeff Guan gets double-teamed, has trouble dribbling it, lost his dribble and picked it up. Tries to get it to number 23, and it's knocked out of bounds. As good pressure by the Cardinals. Eddie LeVere couldn't hold on to that one, and they turn it over. Cardinal ball again. Brought up quickly by Mark Howie. Howie gets it cross side. Step in three-pointer, won't go. Off the back iron. Nice rebound again. Put right back up by Ashton Hunt, and he misses that. Rebound hauled down again by the Eagles. They head back the other way. Up top. Whistles from everywhere. Got right here, we might have a little bit of blood that they're going to have to take care of. They're sending a player off to the sideline. Eagles will maintain possession, trying to figure out what it is. They're going to have to send a substitute on. So in for the Eagles will come number two, Xander Johnson. He replaces Sam Patton. Eagles will inbound right here in front of me at the table. Brady McCaddy sends it in to Jeff Guan. Jeff Guan dribbles it in, dishes it off to LeVere. LeVere works it around up top. LeVere gets in the paint, kicks it back out. Ooh, almost stolen, but picked up once again by LeVere. LeVere will get inside in the paint. Shot won't go. Rebound hauled down and dragged out of the hands by Xander Johnson. Hale with an offensive board. They get it all the way back up top. Brady McCady drives the lane. He gets undercut, but the official calls it a charge, and that's got the crowd upset here on the Hale side. If they call a charge on that, could have went either way. He was well over the top of them, still 3-2 with 4:44 left in our first quarter. Cardinals bring the ball up to medium pressure and turn it over on a bad pass by Mark Howie. Jeff Guan back the other way, hands it off to number 13, Brady McCady. He kicks it up top to LeVere. LeVere gets it over to Johnson. Johnson gets reached in on by number 24, Mark Howie, and they're going to call a reach-in foul on that. A little bit anxious tonight, the crowd, the student section, everybody's into this early. Eagles will inbound. Almost took five again. They get it in finally to Preston Bassey. Bassey gets it back to LeVere, makes a little Euro step in the lane, shot off its mark, hauled down though, the rebound by LeVere. LeVere steps in, free throw line extended, won't go off the back iron. And another rebound from Mark Howie. Howie gets it right back the other way. Almost loses his dribble, goes through the paint, dishes it off, and off the glass. as Logan Aiello finishes that. Nice dish and assist by Howie to Aiello. And right back the other way, Jeff Guan in for a layup. Misses everything. Rebound picked up down low by 22, Bassey. And he picks up a foul. And looks like it'll be a shooting foul. Bassey will go to the line. So a lot of action, a lot of turnovers. 5-2 is all we got for points. Cardinals up top with 3:43 left. First three throw for Bassey is a miss. He'll do it again. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda. Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standard. Second one missed. Guan hauls down the rebound. Misses again. And finally turns it over the other way. And back for the Cardinals now. Dylan Cockrell gets it off to Howie with a three-pointer. Won't go. Loose ball. Good rebound. And then Hale turns it right over. Off the rebound. In the lane, Dylan Cockrell gets hacked. And he'll go to the line to shoot two for the Cardinals. Well, I have a chance. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Happy Acres Real Estate of Hale, Kimmerman Construction of Hale, D&M Supply of Omer, Michigan, and Schofield Real Estate of Hale, Michigan. First one from the line, short off the front iron. Cockrell can't convert. Sammy Patton back in the game as Xander Johnson will sit down for the Eagles. Second shot from the free throw line, trying to make it a 6-2 game. Cockrell up. Also short off the rail. Had a lane violation on blue, so Cockrell will shoot a third free throw here. As the Hales Eagles encroach the paint, so Cockrell will get a third chance at it. Also off. Missed all three free throws. Rebound hauled down by the Eagles. It's Preston Bassey with the rebound. Ball up top to Levere. Levere works it down in the corner to Patton. Patton drives inside, kicks it back out to Guan. Guan thought about it, steps inside the arc. Can't get rid of it. Gets it back up top to Levere. Levere to Patton in the corner. Patton tries the baseline up in there. Into the paint, and he turns it right over to Dylan Cockrell. Whittemore Prescott right back the other way. Ashton Hunt over to Howie. Inside to Cockrell. Cockrell kicks it out. Three-pointer won't go from the corner. Howie with the rebound underneath. Offensive board. Right back up with it. William LaFranca. And he's going to get a blocking foul called on him. Number 13 on Hale. And just so you know, we got a restless crowd, restless coaches right now looking for some 3 seconds. And Whittemore will send out a substitution as they send Dylan Broughton out into the game. And sitting down for a minute will be Dylan Cockrell. Also coming out of the game for a minute, number 13, Brady McCady. And he's replaced once again by Xander Johnson of the Eagles. Ball brought in underneath for the Cardinals. They send it in to Ashton Hunt, who makes a little pop shot. And that's good. And now Cardinal once again with full court pressure on the Eagles. Eagles break the press. Drive in the paint, get on the ground, and then a travel. As he picked up his own loose ball, Preston Bassey slid on the court, and they'll call that a travel. And with 2:16 left, Cardinals will get the ball back with a 7-2 lead.
1061 WTZM, Tawa City. The Point, a Carroll Broadcasting station.
All right. Get it all the way up top. Shot, score, count it. Ashton Hunt with a three-pointer from outside. Make it 10-2 now for the Cardinals. Hale having trouble breaking the press. Gets turned over down in the corner. Tossed off a Hale player. And the Cardinals will get the turnover and take over under the Hale basket. A lot of pressure. Hale having trouble with the full court pressure from Whittemore. Referee hands the ball into Logan Aiello. Looks around, puts it on the floor. for Dylan Broughton. Broughton tries to dribble, turns it over, and no shot there, even though it did go in. Looks like they're going to call a travel and Hale ball. So Hale will take it out underneath to fierce pressure up top. They inbound and dribble it over the timeline. Sam Patton with the ball. He drives into the paint, goes up, and a foul on the floor against the Cardinals. That's their sixth. Second, or first on number 33, Dylan Broughton. Hale inbound from underneath. 1:37 left, 10-2. Easy inbound puppy to Sam Patton as he was underneath the basket, but nobody else was. And that'll make it 10-4 as the Eagles pull within six here in the first quarter. Cardinals get it over the timeline. Howie down in the corner underneath Aiello from the baseline. Count it. Little pop shot with a bad angle from Aiello, and the Cardinals will go up top 12-4 and maintain the full court pressure. Another whistle. Looks like this time Whittemore applied a little too much pressure and is going to get caught with a foul. And that foul is going to go on number 32 for a block. That's Landon Aiello. And Hale will take the ball out with 1:08 left. Howie and Logan Aiello come out of the game. Entering the game now, Dylan Dart. Ball's turned over by Hale on a bad pass. Anyhow, Dylan Donahue just enters the game. He's in there along with Aiden Muscati. Muscati gets it over the timeline to Hunt. Hunt up top. Gets it down to Dylan Donahue. Shot won't go. Rebound Sam Patton. And Sam Patton was fouled as he tried to get out of the Whittemore Prescott end. And that's going to be the seventh foul. So Patton will go to the line the rest of the way. As the Cardinals are into the bonus already, as they've given up too many fouls. Patton will shoot a couple, and they could use them trying to pull the Eagles within six again, here with 51 seconds left in our first quarter. Shot. And lane violation on blue, so just one shot, and Whittemore will get the ball, and they'll head back. They get it over to timeline, get it down to Ashton Hunt, kicks it into the middle. Driving the lane is Dylan Broughton. Dylan Broughton got reached in on. Foul on number 24 underneath. And that'll go against Jeff Wan, not happy about it. And that's the fifth foul on the Eagles. And Guan will take a seat, and he's replaced by number 34, Aiden Ingresis. Whittemore ball underneath, they inbound. Out to the top, shot, Ashton Hunt, counter. Nice three from up top, 15-4 now, Cardinals. Right back the other way, Sam Patton down the lane, no foul. And then Whittemore rebounds the ball, tosses it off Sam Patton, and the ball goes out of bounds. Cardinals will inbound now with 23, probably go for one shot here. And there's a travel right there as Aiden Muscati brought it out to the timeline and took one too many steps. And the referee said, you can't do that. And they'll turn it over to Hale up top at midcourt with 19 seconds left. 15-4, widest margin of lead so far in the first quarter. Eagles inbound to Patton. Patton works the ball to the right-hand side. Pick set up by Xander Johnson. Patton brings it back up top. Can't find anybody. Bounces outside now to Levere. Levere puts up a three way long. Rebound. Brought down by number 33 from the Cardinals. That's Dylan Broughton, but he gets tied up. They'll go to the possession arrow and call it a jump ball with 1/10 of 1 second left here in our first quarter. This inbounds will be it. K Hale gets the ball in underneath, but they can't get the shot off in time. And our first quarter runs 15-4 in favor of the Cardinals. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back on 106.1, the point, after this. Kurt Romberger back with you in Whittemore. 15-4 our score at the end of the first quarter. Whittemore inbounds the ball. They throw it behind the timeline to Aiden Muscati. He gets it over the timeline. Picks up his dribble, hands it off to Landon Aiello. Aiello calls out a play, gets a pick. Shot from inside three, rattles in and out off the window, won't go. Hale heads back the other way, led by Brady McCady. McCady with the ball. You got an injured player from Hale out on the court. That's Eddie Levere limping around. McCady drives the lane, little right-handed finger roll, won't go. Called down by Whittemore and right back the other way. On the floor, we're going to have a foul here on Hale. And again, the crowd a little bit upset here as it looks like there was a travel before the foul. They're not calling that. Hale picks up their sixth foul, so they're one away from the bonus. Cardinals already in the bonus. 7:22 left till halftime. Inbounds. Muscati takes a three-pointer, won't go. Rebound hauled down by Dylan Cockrell. Gets blocked. Gets all the way back up top. Three-pointer. Count it. Landon Aiello hits the jackpot from up top. 18-4. Whittemore. Eagles in desperate need of something to keep this game in touch. They work the ball around. Nice move into the paint. Little floater won't go. Rebound. Put up and in on a beautiful rebound by number 13, Brady McCady. He picks up his first two of the game. Up top, Muscati. Fingers it down low. Dylan Donahue, he can't make the shot. Ball lays on the court. And Hale will call a timeout. We'll take a quick one with him. 30-second timeout here, and we'll be right back. On 106-1 the point. Roberter back with Whittemore High School. 18-6, Cardinals on top. Eagles ball as they bring it down with 6:27 left till halftime. Work it down around in the corner. Get it back up top. Working on the arm is Brady McCady. And a giveaway and right down the other way. Cardinals on a fast break. And that's going to be good. And a foul as Dylan Cockrell makes the easy puppy layup and gets hammered by Sam Padden. He'll shoot for an old-fashioned three-pointer. Good crowd here tonight in Whittemore. Cockrell goes to the line to pick up the back end of his three-point play. Shots up and on the way off the back iron. Offensive rebound now as Aiello pulls it down, gets it right back out to Cochran, goes right up with a little right-handed hook that won't go. Rebound pulled down by number 34, Aiden Agressis from Hale, and he gets fouled. And that's the seventh foul, so we'll come down to the other end, and Aiden will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. This evening's game brought to you in part by the Hale Hardware Do It Center, Irisa of Tawa City, Skidway Pharmacy, Allwards Market of Hale, and the M65 Bait Shop of Whittemore. Ingressius misses the first end of the one-on-one. Ball rattles around, goes out of bounds, and it'll go the Cardinals' way as they'll bring it in and bring it up. Ball in by Logan Aiello, gets it up to Muscati. Muscati gets to the timeline and fires it off the defensive hands of Brady McCady, and the ball stay with Whittemore. Aiello inbound this time. Aiello goes cross-court all the way to the other side to William LaFranca. LaFranca hits a three-pointer. And that's a big one. That makes it 23-6 here. And it's turning into a little bit of a whitewash. Hard to believe at this point of the game that Hale beat them 40-38 back in December. Hale gets into the paint, kicks it back outside up top. Levere works the ball back inside. McCady thought about it, instead drives the lane, kicks it back out. Xander Johnson has to go get it as it's deflected off his hands. McCady again with the ball up top. McCady drives the lane, bump, knocked down, and they're going to call a foul on Aiello on the ground. And that'll send him to the line again for a 1-1. McCady will have to go to the line to shoot that 1-1 before he gets subbed out for. 5:10 left till halftime here. Coming up at halftime this week in the MHSAA, Cardinals 23 and the Eagles 7 now as McCady hits the front end of his 1-1. Composes himself at the line, but one of the Cardinals, a little bit of blood on his knee, he'll have to come out of the game. They go replace him. They send into the game Dylan Donahue again. And now McCady's ready for his second free throw. 23-7 right now. 5:10 left. McCady, the back end of a one-on-one. Short off the iron. Ball goes to the corner, picked up by Aiello. Gets it cross court to Ashton Hunt. Hunt downstairs to Donahue. Up top to Howie. Howie wraps it around. Back out to Howie. Howie out up high, looking to drive the lane. Starts, pulls up. Two-pointer won't go off the rim. Rebound hauled down by McCady. McCady gets it across to Eddie Levere down into the corner. Shot from the corner, and we had a travel on the Hale Eagles, and that'll go the other way. Aiello getting ready to inbound the ball. Dylan Donahue comes back out. Howie will bring the ball in. Mark Howie gets it over center line. Drive from the far corner won't go. Rebound rattled around, picked up. Nice try by Ashton Hunt on the little floater. Referee underneath looking for help, and it's going to stay Whittemore ball. 4:24 left, 23-7 right now, the Cardinals. Ball inbounded, then knocked back out. After seeing some good minutes, Mark Howie comes out. He's replaced by Brady Oliver, the starter. Underneath, Aiello can't seem to get it in. Bounces it underneath to Oliver. Oliver put the shot up, can't make it, and the rebound comes down to Guan, and all over his back is Logan Aiello. And again, another shooting foul. I think the referees are a little bit confused right now. Just kind of not quite there, you know, not realizing that we've already been in the bonus for quite a while and that everything goes to the line right now. So the Eagles, Jeff Wan will go to the line and try to pick up a couple as the Eagles are still under 10 points in this game. Does not get the shooter's roll as it rattles around. Cardinals have 10 fouls now, so they're in the double bonus. They'll get a second chance at it. Juan misses short, and that rebound's brought down by Ashton Hunt, who takes it all the way back the other end, coast to coast. Floater off the window won't go. Brady Oliver with the rebound won't go. And the ball touched on the way out of bounds by the Hale Eagles, and it'll stay with the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Hard to believe that Brady Oliver did not get fouled underneath there. But Hale inbound, work it around, full court pressure again from the Cardinals. Hale gets it up. They move it good to break the press. They get it underneath. And finally, a nice play by Xander Johnson. He gets a nice little puppy layup after a good press break. Back the other way for the Cardinals. Brady Oliver up top. He'll shoot three. Off the rim, won't go. Rebound right there. Ashton Hunt won't go. And finally, the Eagles pull the third rebound down and head back the other way. 23-9 now. 3:38 left in our second quarter. Eddie LeVere thinks about it from up top, throws it underneath. Ball was tied up. Rebound, Guan underneath. And Jeff will pick up a puppy underneath, and the Eagles desperately needed that as they finally get into double digits, 23-11. Long cross quarter. Nice play to keep it in. Cardinals miss a layup, and once again, Hale have a chance to cut into this 23-11 lead. Sam Patton gets it across up top. Eddie LeVere waits for a pick. Can't drive. Gets it across to Johnson. Johnson gets inside the paint. And there's going to be a foul underneath on 21. And that's Dylan Cockrell, his second of the evening. And that'll send the Eagles to the free throw line for a chance to make some points while the clock stopped, which is something they need right now with 2:53 left. Xander Johnson at the line. Makes the front end. This evening's basketball game is brought to you in part by Mercantile Bank in Fairview and West Branch, the Erickson Family Insurance Agency in West Branch, Michigan, the Hale Insurance Agency, Sterling Area Health Center, and Big Bob's Breakfast and Lunch in Hale. He makes the second end of the 1-1. And right back the other way, Brady Oliver, Cardinals. Three-pointer count that. A little step-up three by Ashton Hunt. And that'll put him up 26-13 now as they are continuing this press. Full-court pressure again. Hale finally gets it over. Guan underneath. A little bit of a mishandle, but an easy basket all in all for Aiden and Gressick. Cardinals back now the other way. Another one. Another three won't go this time for Ashton Hunt. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be blue ball as Hale down 11 with 2:10 left in the half. Need to work to try to cut into this lead a little bit more before halftime. They get it out. Bounce pass back. Still trying to break the trap and the press. Sam Patton finds somebody up the floor. They get it up there. Guan lost it, goes to the floor for it, and then gets tied up by Dylan Donahue, and we'll have a possession arrow, which in this particular case will stay with the Hale Eagles. $1.57 left and still halftime. I'd like to thank Chad and Marv for all their hard work back at the studio. Little inbound pass again to Aiden and Gressick. And he's right there and puts the puppy up, 26-17. Hale gets it down to 9. Cardinals try a three-bomb, won't go. And Gressick's with the rebound. Hale with a chance to pull it to 7 or 6. Hale works inside into the paint, gets it over to Patton. Patton drives the lane. Little puppy won't go. Gets his own rebound, puts it up. And he gets fouled in the process. And Sammy Patton will go to the line now to try to cut into this lead even a little bit further. He'll get two chances to do it. 26-17, minute 27 left till halftime. They're in the double bonus, so Patton will get both looks. Makes the first one. 26-18, 18-point lead. Late check-in coming here for Whittemore as Thomas Cronin enters the game. And Dylan Cockrell will sit down for a breather. Patton again misses the second one. Rebound comes down to just entered Thomas Cronin, and Whittemore comes back the other way. Calling for one shot, but then he drives into the paint, kicks it outside. That's fumbled. Brady Oliver gets it back up top over to William LaFranca. LaFranca calls a play, digs in the paint, shoots. Won't go. It was just a two-pointer. Batted around, bobbled around, still loose, and finally picked up and some elbow swinging down there as right back the other way for Hale on a nice rebound by Aiden and Gressick. Into the paint, and we got a travel on number 23, Eddie LeVere. He took it for a little walk inside the paint. Kind of sloppy basketball right now. 48 seconds left. Another substitution as in for Hale comes in Reese Reedy. Guys going out, get a nice round of applause here. Brady Oliver will bring it up with 44 left. Gets it into Hunt. Hunt across to LaFranca. Oliver back out to LaFranca. Three-pointer, no. Off the rim and out. Rebounded by Reese Reedy. Reedy kicks it out, and Hale goes back the other way. Reach-in foul right there. On number three, William LaFranca. And Hale will go to the line in the form of Zayden Johnson, Xander Johnson. Try to pull this within eight now. It's already at eight. Johnson can make these two and make it a six-point game with 27 seconds left till halftime. Johnson knocks the first one down. Very cool and calmly. And the second one, he gets it as well. So the Eagles pull within six, 26-20, and 25 seconds left till halftime. Brady Oliver kicks it out to LaFranca for three. Count it. William LaFranca hits a three ball. Big one, too, right before half. Back the other way are the Eagles. Sammy Patton drives the lane. Little handoff. 1-2 won't go. Two Hale rebounds in a row. We got a foul. Number three, White, underneath William LaFranca. So with 5 seconds left, they'll go to the line. Reese Reedy will try to pull this game back down to within seven. 29-20 right now. 5 seconds till halftime. Reedy smoothly knocks down the first one, makes it 29-21. Reedy stares the second one down. That won't go. Rebound. Goes to Blue, two shots, three, and finally the ball rumbles toward the out-of-bounds strip, and that's the way it'll end here in the first half. Our score through two quarters, Whittemore Prescott Cardinals 29, and the Hale Eagles 21. We're going to take a break, pay some bills, and listen to This Week in the MHSAA right after this on 106.1 The Point. Kurt Romberger back at Whittemore Prescott Fieldhouse as we start our third quarter, 29-21, Cardinals up top on the Eagles. Aiello brings the ball in for Whittemore. They get it up top. They work it around and rotate it. LaFranca to Brady Oliver. Oliver steps into the circle, kicks it back out, and there's a travel on Whittemore. Unforced turnover. We've reset the fouls. Both teams were in the bonus in the first half. I got some first half numbers here, as we'll get to them as time allows. Sam Patton back for the Eagles. Little layup off the window and count it. That'll pull the Eagles to within six with 7:21 left. Brady Oliver drives the lane, kicks it out to the baseline, and then he gets it back up top. Kicks it back out again, and another violation. Looked like he stepped on the outside line. So another two unforced turnovers right away for Whittemore. We'll give Hale the chance to get even closer in this game, and then Whittemore now goes back to the trap, and a turnover just like that underneath. Great steal, great put up as William LaFranca. That gives him eight for the night. Back to the trap again. Another steal. Whittemore drives the lane. Aiello off the glass. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it back up top. Back to Aiello for a puppy off the window. And count that. Logan Aiello picks up his sixth of the night. And then on the inbound, Hale steps on the line for an unforced turnover. And they take a quick timeout. We'll take a 30-second with them right now on 106.1 The Point. And Hale inbound. Sam Patton gets it over the timeline against the trap this time. Takes it to the hole, blocks, goes out of bounds off Whittemore. Hale will keep possession under the Whittemore basket. 10-point game right now, 33-23, 6:18 left. They wrap it around, try to get it inside to Patton, little bounce pass underneath, and that's stolen by Whittemore, and right back the other way is Dylan Cockrell. Kicks it out to the corner for LaFranca. Three won't go. Eagles pull the rebound down. And right back the other way. Brady McCady works up top. Gets it down to Guan. Guan with a bounce pass underneath. That was too far in front of Eddie LaVere. And the Eagles turn it right back over. Eagles need to minimize the turnovers here in this second half. And there's another one for Whittemore. As he intercepted it, Sam Patton, over and back, I think. Referee didn't caught it. Only had 1 foot on the one side, so they're not going to call that over and back. Defense is just absolutely suffocating right now for the Cardinals. And they turn it over again. Right back the other way, Brady Oliver drives through the paint, gets pushed from behind. That'll be a foul. And it looks like it might be a flagrant. Nope, just a push. To take it out of bounds as the Eagles got caught on that turnover there and had to retaliate, and they pushed off. So Cardinals will inbound underneath the Eagle bucket. They get it in on the sideline to Ashton Hunt. Hunt kicks it into the middle. Little finger roll won't go. And a little over the back foul coming on Aiello as he was all over the Eagle defender trying to go up for the rebounds. If he gets a push, and we've started this third quarter out with a lot of fouls and a lot of turnovers. 5:13 left. Standish down. Their undefeated streak on the line in Ogemaw tonight. Patton gets it over center court, slows it back down, gets the ball to McCady. McCady to Patton. Patton underneath. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound hauled down by Whittemore. Right back the other way. LaFranca to Oliver. Oliver jukes. Gets inside the circle. Misses everything. Sam Patton hauls down another rebound. Eagles still with time in this game to come back. 4:40 left in our third. Inside. Another foul. Call goes on number 11, Ashton Hunt, as he picks up a foul. And now we got a substitute. Logan Aiello comes out. He's replaced by Dylan Broughton. Hale inbounds underneath, looking for someone to throw it to. Gets it up top to Guan. Guan works, goes into the lane, goes up for a layup. And he's fouled by number 11, who will pick up two quick fouls in a row here. Ashton Hunt got him on the arm as Guan went to the rim. So three fouls already. Cardinals are in a little bit of foul trouble already this quarter, this half. Guan goes to the line, knocks down the first one, pulls the Eagles within 9 again. Makes the first, he gets the second. Juan can't get the roll on the second one. Rebound hauled down by LaFranca. And the Cardinals head back the other way. Yep. Looks like we got a travel on Whittemore. Another unforced error, unforced turnover. They're giving Hale all the chances in the world to get back into this game right now. Hale inbound. They get it up top, and it's brought down by Eddie LaVere. LaVere makes a move on Oliver. Gets it to Patton. Patton outside the arc. Works toward the middle. Nice give and go underneath on a finger roll. And that's a good conversion there by Brady McCady as he picks himself up a bucket. Right back the other way quickly. Into the zone. Whittemore hammers it off the back glass, and they miss the shot. Rebound picked up by Hale, and they'll come back the other way. We're within 7 right now. Patton drives the lane. Little finger roll. Won't go. on a nice move, but he couldn't get it to fall. And the Cardinals right back the other way. Ashton Hunt gets it inside. Dylan Cockrell. Hunt with a three-pointer won't go. Off the iron and out of bounds. Hail ball. 3:33 left here in the third quarter. Back to the full court pressure. And a turnover off of it. Ooh, two guys' heads just came together hard right in front of us. And looks like everybody's up and okay. And no signs of anything that would require concussion protocol, but diving for a loose ball. Whittemore will keep it. He'll inbound. In and then right back to Dylan Broughton. He gets it to Oliver. Oliver gets it outside to Hunt. Hunt to Oliver. Over to the side. LaFranca for three. Off the rail. Rebounded by Hale. And Hale all over on the rebound. Be another foul on Whittemore. That's their fourth already now this quarter. Hale inbound. Into Patton. They work it around nicely and get it over to timeline. Hale gets it inside. In the paint, one step. Layup won't go. And they don't get the tie up. Whittemore ball back the other way. Cross court pass, and Whittemore just throws it away. So another unforced turnover for Whittemore Prescott. The crowd getting on them here at home. And the Hale fans wishing their team that's down seven to pick up some more points here. Hale inbounds. Gets it to Brady McCady. Gets it over to timeline. Hale works into the paint. Layup, and that time that'll go. Good layup. Preston Bassey picks one up. We got a five-point game now. And almost another turnover. As Ashton Hunt threw it almost away, but it got knocked out of bounds by the Hale Eagles player. Whittemore inbounds. Brady Oliver with it. Way up top. Out at the logo. Works around two Hale players. Into the paint. Kicks it outside. Nice block that time as William LaFranca went to put it up. And he got plastered by Brady McCady on a nice block. 2:25 in our third. Five-point game. Inbounds underneath Oliver. Little puppy. Nice inbounds play. Nice basket by Oliver. And they go right to the press. Get a turnover. And Ashton Hunt buries that. Hale struggled with the pressure all night long. They finally break it here. Down to Guan. Little layup. When they break it, they have time to get down court, and they make easy baskets, but breaking it's been tough. Back the other way, a kick out. Hunt for three. Won't go. Ripped down by Hale, and they head back the other way before the press can get set up. Hale within seven now and with possession. 1:42 left. Guan outside the arc. Looks. Goes inside. Battles his way into the paint, throws it up, won't go, gets his own rebound. And Jeff Guan will pull him within five on his own individual effort. Back the other way now, Whittemore. Brady Oliver up top, tosses it down under and kicked out to LaFranca. LaFranca walks in for a floater. That won't go. And there's a foul on Whittemore. 33 white, that's going to be on Dylan Broughton, and the fifth, count them, fifth foul of the third quarter for Whittemore already. Hale inbound underneath this time. Whittemore's got the time to set up the pressure. They got man-to-man full court going with a trap. Nice way to break it that time. Right down the other end. Hale will set up now. Lazier working on Howie. And I don't see what they called on that, but it was a five-second violation. And they'll turn it over to the Cardinals. Haven't seen that all night. Nobody on the Haleside was happy about it. Howie gets it up to Muscati. Down low in the corner to Donahue. Back up top, and it's blue ball. They're saying it went off LaFranca. Some more substitutions coming. We're going to see Aiden Ingressis back in. Another substitution. We're going to see Xander Johnson back in for Hale. He's coming in for Sammy Patton, who's had himself a good game and played hard. Eagles inbound. They start with it up top. Eddie LeVere working on Howie. Howie with some quick hands. Hale works it around. Thought about the three. Works inside. Fouled hard inside by number three, LaFranca. And that'll send Brady McCady to the line to shoot two this time. Also the sixth foul on Whittemore in this quarter. We're down to 37 seconds left in our third quarter. 37-32. Whittemore on top. Eagles trying to make it closer. First one won't go. Another substitution for the Cardinals is Landon Aiello steps into the game for William LaFranca as he's on his fourth foul. Second free throw. McCady misses them both. And the ball tapped out of bounds, though, by White. Went off of Dylan Broughton. So Hale inbound under the Whittemore basket. 36 left in our quarter. Got a great game here. Thanks for joining us tonight. All the way up top to Jeff Kwan. Kwan works it through the paint. Layup won't go. Off the rim. Can't control. Rebound picked up by Eddie LeVere, and he puts it up and in, and the Eagles up in three. 20 seconds left in our quarter. Howie puts one up. Nice two-pointer. Mark Howie. And then a turnover. Mark Howie for three. Won't go. Rebound. Underneath. Shot, and it falls. Dylan Broughton. And a flourish at the end of the third puts the Cardinals up 41-34. We'll take a break, and we'll be back on 106-1, the point. Kurt Romberger back in Whittemore. 41-34, start of the fourth quarter. And right out of the gate, the Cardinals will pick up a foul. It was number 23, Eddie LeVere, was driving the lane, and he got hammered on his shot. So once again, we're back to the same situation. 7-point lead. LeVere can pull it to six with the first one. Knocks it down. 41-35. All the starters heading back in now for Whittemore. Head coach Lomason sends the bench. They're all in now. Looking for one more free throw here. They had one too many players on the court as Dylan Donahue will have to exit. And now Eddie LeVere to pull it to within five. Knocks it down. 5-point game here in Whittemore. They inbound. Oliver to Howie. Cross court. Punt inside. Gets it down low to Cochran, and Dylan Cochran with a little turnaround jumper from 8 feet, and you can count that. And once again, the trap is effective, and Brady Oliver gets in there with Sam Patton and ties up the ball, and the possession arrow will go back to Whittemore. 43-36. Whittemore inbounds. Inside the paint, little hook shot won't go. Rebound. Patton loses it to Aiello. Can't make the basket. Aiello gets his own board. Brady Oliver for three. Won't go. No foul. Ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be Whittemore or Hale basketball. 43-36. Coach Lomason not happy. His player got hit on that three-point attempt. No call. Hale inbound at half court. LeVere will get the ball. He'll send it in. Gets it into Xander Johnson. Johnson over the timeline, loses dribble. We're going to have a foul, though, on Whittemore. Oh, no. We're going to call it on Blue. Xander Johnson, after he went through midcourt, pushed off. So the Cardinals will get the ball with a 7-point lead with 7 minutes remaining. Inbound to Howie. Howie goes down on the court. They're not going to call a travel. They're going to call a foul. Going to get a push in the corner on Jeff Juan. Juan's third of the night. Eagles have 4 fouls. Cardinals 7 already. They're in the bonus. Inbound, Aiello. Quick move. Kicked it out to Mark Howie for 3. Won't go. Big rebound for the Eagles. Hauled down by Preston Bassey. Bassey right back the other way. Gets it to Levere. Levere to Patton. Patton makes a move into the paint. Runs into a body. Tries to put it up. Won't go. Saved by Levere. Picked up uptown by Bassey. And number 5 is going to pick up a foul on White. And that's going to be his 5th. That's going to be his 5th foul. I thought it was up there for 4 already. Maybe not. He'll stay in the game then. Aiello will. By going to the line now to try to cut this deficit, will be number 22, Preston Bassey. First one way off. Won't go. Rebound, Mark Howie. Mark Howie back the other way. Howie calls out a play. He's got it up top, outside the arc, kicks it over to Oliver. Oliver drives the lane, forces it, won't go. Saved by the Cardinals, but right into the hands of the awaiting Eagles, and they'll head back the other way. Number 13 with the ball, that's Brady McCady. Hands it off to Patton. Patton drives the lane. Nice little bounce pass to Jeff Guan, and Jeff Guan set up for an easy 2, and he makes it. Lead within 5 now. Brady Oliver dribbling up top, almost stolen. Oliver throws it in, tries to save it. Ball still loose, and they're going to go possession arrow. And the possession arrow this time belongs to the Hale Eagles, and they'll have a chance to cut it to a 3-point lead. In for the Eagles. We got a quick timeout. We're going to take one with them on 106-1, the point. Barometer back at Whittemore Prescott Cardinal Auditorium. Eagles, after a timeout, will bring the ball in. 43-38, 5:50 remaining. Eagle ball. Up top, working with it hard, Eddie Levere tries to get it down low to Guan, but it's chipped out of bounds by Dylan Cockrell, and it'll remain Eagle ball this time under the Whittemore basket. A lot of movement on the inbound. They get it to Patton. Sam Patton into the lane, takes a step. They're going to call a travel on Patton. He doesn't like it. But that's what I saw from up here as well. Cardinals bring it in, 5-point lead. Ball gets down low, worked around to Dylan Cockrell. Tries to send it back up top, and that's intercepted and turned over. And the Hale Eagles will have another chance to pull within something less than 5. Shot won't go. Rebound goes. And a foul. A rebound put back by number 13, Brady McCady. Gets fouled in the process, and the Eagles can cut it to 2 right now. With 5:14 left. Today's game brought to you in part by C.A. Haynes Realty of Hale and West Branch, Healy's Business and Tax Service of Prescott, Michigan, the Buresh Funeral Homes in Hale, Prescott, Augray, Oscoda, Tawa City, and Twining, the West Side Body Shop of Hale, and Mikey's Pizza of Hale, Michigan. So Hale to convert the 3-point play now at the line. Won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds, though, by Whittemore Prescott. So even though Brady McCady did not make the basket to pull within two, Hale will get it. Hale also takes a timeout, a 30-second one. We'll take 30 with them on 106-1, the point. Kurt Romberger back at Whittemore Prescott High School with you. Glad you joined us tonight. Thanks for sitting through the technical difficulties early in the pregame show. We're glad you're here. We got ourselves a game. 43 for the Cardinals, 40 for the Eagles coming out of a timeout. And if you're in that timeout right now, what does head coach Andy Catterman say to these Hale Eagles other than keep your spirit up, keep playing hard, and keep doing what you're doing? But it's been a long road back. They trailed at one point in this game by 13. Eagles will inbound. They get the ball into the side court to Preston Bassey. Bassey gets it up top to Levere. Levere to Patton. Patton outside the arc looking for somebody. Gets it over in the corner now to Brady McCady. Back up top to Patton. Patton to Levere. Wheels it around to the far side now to McCady. They're being very patient with it. Patton down into the corner. McCady back to Patton. Gets it across to Levere. Open three. Long, won't go. Rebound comes all the way out and all the way down court. And that's picked up by Whittemore. Shot won't go. They get their own rebound. Whittemore again, and they'll count it. Good hard work by Ashton Hunt. He got his own rebound after a breakaway miss. And here comes a foul, though, on Whittemore Prescott, and that's going to send the Eagles to the line in the double bonus now. The foul's going to be on Dylan Broughton. His fourth of the night. And that'll send the Eagles down 5 points to the line in the double bonus. Two shots the rest of the way out. At this point of the game with 4:21 left. Sam Patton's going to be our free throw shooter. Second one off the mark. Rebounded by Broughton. Broughton kicks it ahead to LaFranca. LaFranca gets it over the timeline, and they're going to call Sam Patton on a reach. It was a little ticky-tacky, but you got to live with it at this point. His third foul. They had fouls to give. No harm done. Whittemore Prescott to inbound. Broughton gets it in. They flip it back to Brady Oliver outside the arc. Brady Oliver looks, double team. Gets it across the side and inside, and he dribbles it off his foot. So Cockrell will turn it over. The Eagles will have a chance to pull within two or one. Three-pointer up off the front iron. Won't go. Rebound underneath, and are we going to have a foul or a jump ball? We're going to have a foul on a wraparound underneath. And it's going to go against Hale. And that's the sixth foul. We're good to go. Just six. So the Cardinals will inbounds it with 3:54 left. Here in the fourth with a four-point lead. Brady Oliver gets it over to timeline. To LaFranca. LaFranca double-teamed again as well. This time the foul's going to be on number 13. That's Brady McCady, his fourth foul. And that's seven. And finally, that'll send Whittemore Prescott to the line to shoot 1-1. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Leland Home Healthcare of West Branch, Northern Power Sports of Mile, Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas, and Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City. Whittemore misses their 1-1. Hale rebounds. Hale down to the corner. Guan for three. Can't get it to roll. Gets a rebound. Won't go. They're saying it was out of bounds. Underneath. Cardinal basketball. Guan shot the three. Got his own rebound and then kind of fumbled it. Now they change their mind and give it to the Eagles. The officials Hail ball underneath the Whittemore basket. Down four. Inbounded. Into the paint. And a rip away, but they're going to say upstairs. Remains Hail basketball on a jump ball situation. Possession arrow will rotate now. It'll be Whittemore next time on a tie-up. Hail to inbound. Underneath. Looking. They get it all the way up top to Guan. Jeff Guan with the ball. 3:27 left. Down four. Into the paint and a turnover. And then another turnover. Whittemore turned it over. And that's got to be a foul. Number 33, Dylan Broughton. And that's his fifth. So Dylan Broughton will exit the game for the Cardinals. And going to the line will be the Hale Eagles. Still down 4 points. Ryan Lomason just laughing on the sideline. Not a fan of the officiating tonight is Prescott head coach Ryan Lomason. Tonight's game also brought to you in part by Woodhaven Log and Lumber of Mile, Michigan, Nor'easter Music and Arts Festival in Mile, Hail Creek Manor, and Shorts Auto of Hail, Michigan. At the line for the Eagles for the first one is Eddie LeVere, and he knocks it down and pulls him within three. He's got one more left. Eddie LeVere, second one up in the air, and count it. And Hale has pulled it miraculously back to within two with 3 minutes left. Cardinals get it over half court, work it around. Brady Oliver up top with it. Oliver working out near the logo right now. Oliver makes a move. Gets to the top of the arc, kicks it in the corner to LaFranca. Back to Oliver, back to LaFranca. LaFranca gives it back to Oliver way up top again. They get it in up top to Donahue, who kicks it back out. Oliver works inside the arc and then back out, waiting for picks down in the corner to LaFranca. Back up top, not a big rush to shoot here for Whittemore. Brady Oliver to Donahue, back out to Brady Oliver. Killing a lot of clock. Over in the corner to Hunt. To Oliver up top. To Hunt down in the corners. Gets it into the middle. Ball in the middle to Cockrell. Cockrell picks up his dribble, gives it to Oliver, and finally a shot from Hunt. Won't go. Rebound. Hauled down by the Eagles. Eagles within two. 2:11 left. Chance to tie it. Four go ahead. Down in the corner to Sam Patton. Patton works it back up top to LeVere. They wrap it around to Guan. Underneath. Little jumper won't go. No foul. Whittemore rebound. Ball down to the other end. Hunt gets it out to Oliver. Wraps it around to LaFranca. Gets it inside. They're going to call a foul on Sam Patton, which will send the Cardinals to the line for the 1-1. On a hold. That's Sammy Patton's fourth foul. Minute 40 left in our game. At the line to shoot him. Aiden Muscotti. Muscotti knocks down the first one to the delight of the Cardinal fans. Cardinals up top by three now. 46-43, minute 40 left. Muscotti, the back end of the 1-1. Made them both. Made them both, and now it's back to a 4-point lead. Eagles hustle the ball up. Sam Patton gets it down to Jeff Guan. Tries to do it himself on the baseline. Step out hook, won't go. Rebound Cardinals. Donahue. They slow it up. Giveaway. Jeff Guan, all by himself. Layup, count it. And a full timeout will be taken by Hale. We'll take a full one with him. You're listening to high school basketball on the point, 106.1. So here's how we set the table. 1:19 left. Whittemore Prescott ball. Cardinals up top, 47-45. They inbound to Brady Oliver. They haven't fouled him yet. They get it to LaFranca. LaFranca kicks it back out up top to Ashton Hunt. And the possession arrow would go. We'll see what's going to happen here. Yep, the possession arrow is going to stay with Whittemore, and they'll inbound again. Dylan Donahue inbounds to Brady Oliver. Oliver hangs on to it. Gets it over to LaFranca. LaFranca makes a move through the paint, kicks it back out to Oliver. 56 seconds left. A little double bounce over in the corner, and then they get it down inside to Dylan Cockrell. We're going to have a foul underneath on number 22, Preston Bassey. It's only his second, but it will send Whittemore to the line. Ninth foul for the Eagles. Going to the line is Dylan Cockrell. First one's up. Made it. That'll make it 48-45. 3-point lead, 51 seconds left here in Whittemore. Glad you joined us. Glad you stuck it out with us tonight. Second free throw. Counted also. And I don't need to tell you, the Cardinal fans are telling you. 49-45. Eagles ball. Get it down low. Sam Patton thinks about it, goes cross court. Then down low. Jeff Blonde goes up, gets fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. Foul goes on Dylan Donahue. So Jeff Blonde will go to the line to try to pull the Eagles one more time to within two. Thanks in part again to our sponsors, Plainfield Township, Cherney's Candy, the Whittemore, and Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeastern Michigan. Jeff Blonde knocks down the first one, 49-46, three-point game. Three dribbles for Blonde, puts it up, count it. And they're saying that he stepped on the line on the free throw. And they do not count it. Had some real quirky odd calls tonight. Whittemore underneath. Full court pressure by Hale. Brady Oliver with the ball gets it over the timeline. And then Muscati fouled by number 23, Eddie Levere. I'm sorry, that was number 22 that time, Preston Bassey. His third of the game, 10th foul. Everybody in double bonus. Cardinals will shoot two with 33 seconds left. Stick around right after. I'll recap the points on this one. Misses the first one. Still a three-point game. 33 seconds left. Second chance for LaFranca. Makes it. LaFranca knocks down the second one, four-point game. Eagles need a couple possessions. Thought about it. Down in the corner, Patton shoots a three. Won't go. Big rebound. Eagles get it. Guan goes up. Makes it. Two-point game. And another timeout for the Eagles. We'll take one with them. We'll be back in 60 on 106-1, the point. Donahue misses the second one. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it goes to Blue. Off of Dylan Cockrell. 6.5 left. They're going to try to shove it down court as fast as possible. Long inbounds pass picked off by Donahue. And he could have just sat on it. And now there's the horn. And that'll do it. A razzmatazz back and forth. Sloppy play game. But the Cardinals come out on top. With a final score of 53-48. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back and we'll wrap it all up on 106-1, the point.